This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Russia has moved troops in sections of Ukraine, people in Kyiv say that they would never accept regional independence in areas controlled by Russia-backed separatists. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Until now, Moscow has denied supporting separatists, saying Russians who fought there are volunteers. In Kyiv, painter Maria Levchichina says, let them recognize whatever they want. But in her view, it can only provoke a war because normal people will fight for their country. This woman, Maria, a housekeeper, says she is not falling for what the Russians are saying. She says, let them do what they want, recognize someone, organize referendums. But we and all the society don't recognize it and shouldn't recognize it. Another Ukrainian said they have to rely on the West, saying there's little chance Ukraine can do something about this.
That's AP correspondent Ed Donahue. The United Nations Security Council emergency meeting on Russia's actions against Ukraine. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told the Security Council during a rare nighttime emergency meeting that Russian President Vladimir Putin seems intent on restoring the Russian Empire to regions controlled by the Tsars before the 1917 revolution. In her address to the Council, Thomas-Greenfield laid out the likely consequences of an invasion.
We will see a devastating loss of life, unimaginable suffering. Millions of displaced people will create a refugee crisis across Europe.
She added an attack on Ukraine, a UN member state, would be an attack on all UN members.
That's AP correspondent Tim McGuire reporting. And that's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China has called for restraint and is encouraging every effort to find a diplomatic solution to the Ukraine crisis, saying Beijing believes all countries should solve disputes by peaceful means in line with the UN Charter. China's UN Ambassador Shang Jun called on the key parties in the Ukraine dispute to continue dialogue and consultation and seek reasonable solutions. Zhang gave very brief remarks at an emergency meeting at the UN Security Council Monday night, called by Ukraine, the U.S., and six other countries, following Russian President Vladimir Putin's announcement that Russia will recognize the separatist areas in eastern Ukraine as independent states and is putting Russian troops there as peacekeepers. Canadian lawmakers voted Monday night to extend the emergency powers that police can invoke to quell any potential restart of blockades by those opposed to COVID-19 restrictions. Lawmakers in the House of Commons voted 185 to 151 to affirm the powers. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said earlier that the powers were still needed despite police ending the occupation of the nation's capital by truckers over the weekend and police ending border blockades before that. Emergency Preparedness Minister Bill Blair said the protesters were going for the lifeblood of the nation, which is trade with the United States. Trudeau voted and noted that there were some truckers just outside of Ottawa who might be planning further blockades or occupations. His public safety minister said that there was an attempt to block a border crossing in British Columbia over the weekend. Colombia has become the latest country in Latin America to expand access to abortion, with the nation's constitutional court voting to legalize the procedure until the 24th week of pregnancy. Monday's decision by the tribunal of nine judges fell short of the expectations of pro-choice groups that had been pushing for abortion to be completely decriminalized in Colombia. It was still nevertheless described as a historic event by women's rights groups, which estimate that about 400,000 women get some type of abortion in the country each year. Before the ruling, Colombia allowed abortions only when a woman's life was in danger, a fetus had malformed, or pregnancy resulted from rape. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.